Local event coverage here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. It is the first annual Preserve the Burg Expo going on this afternoon at the St. Petersburg Shuffleboard Club. We sat down a few minutes ago with Emmanuel Lito, the executive director of Preserve the Burg, and Robin Reed, the organization's president, to hear more about what is going on today at the Expo.
We're here at the Preserve the Burg Expo. You know, we're really excited to bring all of these different vendors, but also community groups, experts in the field, bring them all together to really celebrate historic preservation and really the history, heritage of the city, and bring them together in a dialogue.
Well, it's interesting that it's not just, it's Preserve the Burg, it's the Waterfront Parks Foundation, it's the St. Petersburg Museum of History, so and related vendors. So who else is involved in this ecosystem?
Sure. Well, we wanted to have a variety of vendors available. And again, you know, historic preservation doesn't exist in a vacuum, right? And so when we talk about historic buildings, historic architecture, and historic neighborhoods, you know, we are also talking about the waterfront parks. We are also talking about the city's history. So there's a lot of different entities that we wanted to bring in and again, kind of foster this community and have this community conversation.
Right. And we're doing it in an interesting place because we're looking back 100 years where we're sitting, and you look around and see the Coliseum, you see the shuffleboard court, you see all of this downtown area.
Well, we could not think of a better setting than the St. Petersburg Shuffle Club. I mean, obviously, you know, this building is a landmark, not just for the city, but it is a world landmark, quite honestly. And we want to bring people into these spaces. And so that's the thing. I mean, sure, maybe you're going to restore your historic home or you want to rehab a building, fine. But, you know, I think people are just curious about the history. Yeah. They're curious about what makes St. Pete special. They're curious about these unique places that define a city. And the Shuffleboard Club is definitely one of St. Petersburg's defining landmarks.
Preserve the Burg advocacy organization at a time when there's a lot of pressures coming, economic and otherwise, in terms of development. What are some of the ways which you try to keep an important seat at the table here locally?
Well, you know, Preserve the Burg really wants to be part of the conversation. And so that is a conversation with the city. It's a conversation with community groups and neighborhood associations. And it's a conversation with developers. It's a conversation with architects. We certainly want to encourage new developments in St. Petersburg. I mean, we're experiencing a kind of a once in a generation period of growth here. But we want to encourage that growth to happen in a responsible way. We want to encourage that growth to happen in a way that is in line with the existing development, that fits in with the neighborhood and neighborhood character.
Talk about what's going on here at the Expo. It'll be continuing until 3 o'clock this afternoon at the St. Pete Shuffleboard Club. I see some food in front of me, but what all will people see when they come?
Well, we've got just a variety of vendors and community groups. If you want to find out, you know, what's happening with community groups around town, if you want to get some tips on, you know, restoring historic windows, that sort of thing. But guess what? If you want to have a beer, you can do that too. If you want to enjoy some amazing Jamaican food, you can do that as well. Of course, presentations going all afternoon. So a lot of different ways to get involved.
Right. Robin Reed, your name says Preserve the Burg Kids. Tell me about it.
Well, that's because I've been working on the kids project for the Expo. It's based on a program called Box City. And the students or the children who participate use cardboard boxes, popsicle sticks, what have you, to create buildings and architecture. So we've had some cute things going on over there. They seem very engaged, and it's just a great program to teach kids a little bit about architecture and city planning, et cetera, et cetera. And we've also created a coloring book this year, so all the kids can take home a coloring book and a box of crayons so they can practice at home.
Terrific. Learning about their city and a bunch of other things at the same time. Preserve the Burg has a weekly movie in the park, which will be coming to a conclusion for another season this Thursday night. Talk about that.
Sure. Well, Movies in the Park, you know, a lot of people know Preserve the Burg from because of Movies in the Park, and we think that's a great thing. Of course, our final movie of this month is the classic Casablanca, just an enduring classic, and so we hope to see everybody out in the park for that.
And in addition, there'll be music by a group that is a favorite of ours at Radio St. Pete. The Boho Sideshow will be there in North Straw Park, and gets underway, what, about 6 or so?
Yeah, about 6:30 is when the music starts, and the film will start as soon as it gets dark enough to see the screen. But yeah, as you know, Movies in the Park has really become movies and music in the park.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So a great event and a great way to introduce people to Preserve the Burg.
Yeah. Preserve the Burg has a website, and folks can sign up and get more information, I assume.
That's right. So you can find us on preservetheburg.org, but also on all the social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, things like that.
That's Emmanuel Leto, Executive Director of Preserve the Burg. Earlier, we heard from Robin Reed, the organization's president. Rui Farias is Executive Director of the St. Petersburg Museum of History.
Great idea. This is, long time needed, so I'm glad that Preserve the Burg did this. We're happy to be part of it. We love showing off everything we have in our archives.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a great opportunity for people to come see what they can do at the museum, come to our archives and learn about their homes and the city and all that good stuff. We have everything from plat maps to sandbar maps, you name it, so they can do their home research up in our archives. It's a great opportunity to show it off.
We're standing in front of a couple of renderings of a new building, a big project for the St. Petersburg Museum of History.
So we're not always about old stuff. Sometimes we're about new stuff. That's our expansion that we hope to break ground in at the end of this year. So construction will happen in 2023. We're told that it'll only take 10 months, but we know how that goes. So we're adding 10,000 square feet to the museum, a visitor center for Visit St. Pete Clearwater, a second floor amazing gallery space, and then a rooftop terrace for special events. So we look forward to it.
Farias of the St. Petersburg Museum of History. This afternoon's Preserve the Burg Expo at the St. Petersburg Shuffleboard Club continues until 3.